Question is, we always hear when debating the issues of aquaculture and conservation, is where is the science? Well, the science is in British Columbia at this prestigious gathering. We're broadcasting live from the 4th Annual World Fisheries Congress at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Vancouver. We're on the conference level outside the Mosaic Restaurant. The theme of the 4th Annual World Fisheries Congress is conservation, the constant challenge to manage our ecosystems. Dr. Daniel Pauly is the director of the Fisheries Center at UBC, and he's the keynote speaker of this year's Congress. He has been voted one of the 50 most influential scientists in the world. Dr. Pauly, if I may, before I get into what you've been doing lately, you haven't had a chance to see Alexandra's Echo, which was on television. You're going to get a dub of it in a moment, but you haven't taken a look at the bump. It is the research, Dr. Alexandra Morton, on the failure of the pink runs in the Broughton Archipelago. Is it good science?
Well, there is no reason to assume that it's bad science. I mean, she is working on her own. She is sampling fish. She has raised enough questions for, normally, it should be the government following up because she has identified a serious threat. And the follow-up should be people trying to duplicate her results on a larger scale, assuming that there is something. But if all government science is devoted to trying to show that she's wrong, and people drag their feet and they show up at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong apparatus, which is what has happened so far, then they will not find what she has found. They will then say that she made it up. I have heard people say that. And it's completely outrageous because the science that has been done so far outside of her own work has been miserably done. It has not been done properly. I think that what she has done is identify a serious problem, a serious potential problem, or a serious problem, you can say, and that the follow-up should be immediate because the danger that she has identified is huge. And BC risks losing part of its runs of salmon. And the follow-up should have been immediate.
We've got as far, I think, as Thoreau's Trout in the Milk.
Yes, well, yes. And the point is, not only has she presented evidence that one would consider under normal circumstances really worrisome, but what she's found is in a sense not surprising at all. We in the Atlantic area, in Norway, in Scotland, elsewhere, this problem has been identified. I remember several years ago reading about attempts to use wrasses, that is little fish, that would go after the lice that would be on the salmon, and you had to train the wrasses to go bite the salmon, to go bite the lice off the salmon, etc. This problem was openly acknowledged, and you would have such a problem. You have a huge pile of protoplasm out there. Why wouldn't parasite develop on it? I mean, that's absurd that it shouldn't be the case.
Dr. Pauly, you've done a lot of study worldwide on the problem with fish stocks, and we hear terrible statistics coming out, such as 90% of all predators in the oceans are gone and that sort of thing. Is the problem as serious as those kind of things we're hearing?
Well, it is part of this problem that when you have a real threat that endangers whatever resource you have. In other countries, the decline has already happened. The research has been done elsewhere showing this problem to be real. Then the default setting in your mind should be, we have to do everything we can to avoid this problem from happening here. Rather, the government here and the industry have been in defense mode, pretending that because BC is BC, it cannot happen, that our fish here cannot be attacked by parasites, that the farms would not be a source of parasites for the wild run. But why? I mean, the salmon here are no different. In fact, they are the same. They come from Norway. So these are the same fish. These are the same parasites. It's the same problem, it's the same situation. There is absolutely no reason to learn. And I think this is this inability and unwillingness to learn from previous experience that is the cause for the disaster we have globally and the disaster that is now unfolding off the coast of BC.
Well, we've made some disastrous mistakes with the groundfish, as they made in Australia and New Zealand with the John Dory and the Orange Ruffy, with our cod stocks, for example, what we call rock cod and so on. We never bothered to find out how long they lived and when they did their spawning. We just assumed that because you put a shiner down a hook and a cod took it, they were there forever.
Yes, and basically what you end up then is the stocks is devastated. The political liability for this kind of mistakes is very limited. In fact, Minister Van Dongen, who yesterday told us that he was going to go ahead with his program, he's not going to be around in 4 or 5 years when the industry suffers. The people along the coast will be suffering, but God knows where he's going to be. He will become a consultant for the industry.
Must take a break. We'll be back with more with Dr. Daniel Pauly, professor and director of UBC's Fisheries Center. And we have a star-studded cast coming up today. And it's not all fish farms. It's about all manner of difficulties we have in our oceans. We'll be back, Rafe Mayer, on 600 AM. Right